farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers in St. Elizabeth set to benefit from Appleton Estate renovation and gastro-tourism thrust. Find out more on today's program at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Are you interested in speech, drama, dance, music, traditional folk forms, culinary arts, or creative writing? JCDC training workshops are now underway in all parishes. So come out and enhance your talent. Get trained by the very best. Let us help you improve your skills. Check your nearest JCDC parish office or www.jcdc.gov.jm for details on all workshops.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is calling on farmers in St. Elizabeth to get prepared to capitalize on the opportunities that will become available following the nearly $1 billion renovation work to be carried out at the Appleton Estate Rum Attraction in Silo, St. Elizabeth. The renovation works are expected to significantly boost tourism arrivals on the south coast. Minister Bartlett says the project, which will include a first-class restaurant showcasing the finest in Jamaican cuisine, will enable the facility to become the centerpiece of the ministry's gastro-tourism push in the region. The investment by J. Ray & Nephew and its parent company Grupo Campari is projected to bring in excess of 200,000 visitors to the attraction annually, creating employment and revenue opportunities for residents. The tourism minister says with the prospect of feeding over 200,000 guests annually, there will be a great demand for food, and farmers, particularly those in the region, must be able to consistently deliver. Some road repairs will be carried out in anticipation of the increased traffic to the region. Gastronomy is the fancy term for the art of choosing, cooking, and eating good food. Minister Bartlett says Jamaica is uniquely poised to tap into the $150 billion US dollar international gastronomy market, adding that the South Coast is a prime area for this kind of tourism. He says Jamaica's diverse culture, including the food and music, gives the island an advantage for the lucrative market.
People travel to enjoy the cuisine which defines people. And in our instance in Jamaica, we perhaps have the most delectable with a capacity to satisfy all the imaginable palates. And one of the reasons that I can say that with confidence is what gave rise to our cuisines. Because our cuisines did not emerge overnight. It is as a result of the confluence of ethnicity and cultural strains that have woven to create this mosaic that we refer to as out of many, one people.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, will be hosting an Eat Jamaica Day exposition on Friday, November 25 at Devon House, starting at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. Sweet sop like soursop and custard apple has a white, sweet pulpy flesh and black seeds. The sweet sop is small and rounded with distinct segments outlined on its skin. It is also called sugar apple and bears mainly from April to July as well as sporadically. In folk medicine, the crushed leaves are a home remedy for fainting and the fruit is made into syrup for coughs. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Wishful waste brings woeful want. Translation, wishful waste brings woeful wants. And this means if you waste things knowingly and without care, you will pay for such action in painful needs in the future. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.